morning, and welcome to the Christy Bear Machine Recovery Update Call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. After the presentation, we will conduct a question-and-answer session. To ask a question, please press the star 1. Today's conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. I would like to introduce your host for today's conference, Mr. Ron Brochak. You may begin.
Thank you, Kathy. Well, welcome, everybody, to today's call. And the focus of this call is to enable you to quickly generate second-quarter opportunities and start building third-quarter pipeline with Christy Bear Machine Recovery. So if you have the presentation material in front of you, let's go to chart number 2 and quickly review the agenda. I'd like to take a moment just to talk about the cost of an outage. I think it's very important to understand the impact an outage, whether it be an application outage, a server outage, the cost of that to a business. And then we'll follow up with an introduction to Christy Bear Machine Recovery Solutions, and then we'll wrap it up with Q&A. So if you go to chart number 3, I was on the Internet the other day just looking for examples of what is the cost of an outage. And I have a couple examples here. This article on page 3, talks about the cost of an outage, and this is the company's PayPal. And when you read some of the details, you can see that they're talking about for 1 hour, an outage can cost PayPal of around $7 million. So just it's enormous impact, when there's a disruption in the environment. So $7 million for PayPal for an hour. If you go to chart number 4, this is an article about a recent Amazon.com failure. And I circled down in the middle of the article a couple things here. For Amazon, for every minute that they're down, it's estimated that they can lose around $29,000. That's $29,000 per minute. So the impact, once again, to a company from a financial perspective is huge when you look at downtime. Chart number 5 actually was a study. This is from some time ago, close to 10 years ago, but I think it still holds true. The hourly outage cost by industry. So you can see across the different industries, on average, what a cost of an outage is, whether it's brokerage operations where it's in millions of dollars. We talked about internet-based companies like Amazon and PayPal, the impact to their business. But it gives you a good handle on how companies are impacted with these kind of disruptions to their operations. And that's really why we're here. It really is to talk about how can we leverage through our partnership with Christy solutions that will minimize the impact to the business when an application or server failure occurs. So at this point, what I'd like to do is I'd like to turn the call over to Scott Sterry. Scott is the VP of Sales for Christy. Many of you know Scott. He's been here in the States supporting our sales efforts. So, Scott, why don't you take it from here?
Thanks very much, Ron, and thanks, everybody, for joining the call. So I'm going to be picking up from slide 6. We're going to start just by giving you a little bit of background on Christy as a company for those of you who haven't dealt with us before, and then we'll go into the features, benefits, and value we can add to the customers who are using TSM and who aren't using TSM. So moving on to slide 7. Christy as a company have been around for over 40 years and have got headquarters based in the UK. We've had our partnership with IBM since 2003, marketing our initial product, CBMR. And we launched TBMR in January 2009. Since our relationship started with IBM, we have seen year-on-year growth for our products and considerable growth since the launch of TBMR. Within that growth, and since day one, we've seen strong market presence across all industry sectors, but specifically in recent times, we've seen excellent market presence in healthcare, retail, and the financial industries. The products are sold worldwide on the IBM AAS system, and they're sold by IBM Direct Sellers, IBM Channel, and Christy Direct Channels. So moving on to slide 8. But the importance of BMR is the term that's used to start a recovery process. So it's you've got a piece of hardware, and the BMR is really the process that gets the operating system and the application configuration onto that machine. Now, traditionally, we associate the BMR process with a data center outage or an enterprise failure, but it also applies to localized controlled failures that can often be user error or viruses or operating system corruption following upgrades. Now, the importance of the process that we take within this is that TSM and other data backup products don't provide BMR functionality as part of the core product set. So without a BMR product, the system admins need to build the operating system manually, reinstall the applications. And that build process can take a number of hours and takes many steps. It contains hundreds of pages of documentation. It needs management of license keys, documentation, disks, and a detailed technical knowledge. So the whole BMR process is critical to any recovery and needs to be heavily administered to ensure it's successful. So within Christie, we market two products for IBM. So we've got CBMR, which is a product that's been around for a number of years. Now, CBMR takes a backup, which is used for restores. It integrates with TSM through an API, but it also works with other vendor products. So it can be put into competitive accounts where you've got EMC Legato or Commvault to provide dedicated BMR functionality. It's also got a strong market presence in the, as a full standalone backup in smaller remote offices and branch sites. And as a product, it does use VSS to handle the open file support for the operating system and application config. Now, TBMR is a product that's dedicated for TSM users, so it's only available for people who have got a TSM server and TSM BA clients installed within their environment. So the recovery, to start the recovery, it's essential they have access to the TSM server. And because of the tight integration with TSM, it's also important that there are some small changes made to the BA client, such as configuration for open file support. We're going to move on to slide 10. So we've got some shared product features with both CBMR and TBMR. So we're fully supportive of dissimilar hardware on Windows and Linux. So the importance of that is, again, it's on a competitive account where you've got people using IBM hardware, Dell, HP. We allow the BMR recovery to happen in true dissimilar hardware, and that fully supports virtual environments as well. So the strength of the product is that we work in a true multi-platform environment with support of Windows, Linux, AAX, Solaris, HP, and the virtualized environments. Now, the strength in the virtualized environments will allow you to recover both physical to virtual to physical, but one key strength that isn't advertised by the virtual vendors is we also allow recovery between virtual vendors. So we can allow you to back up using VMware and with TBMR TSM, and you can restore that into Xen or Hyper-V. So it doesn't necessarily have to be the same virtualized vendor that's used during the recovery process. Now, specifically for TBMR, the benefits of this are the integration with TSM. So it only works with TSM, and it recovers the operating system and application configuration directly from the TSM backups. So because of that, it's supportive of full point-in-time recovery for the operating system and application configuration, and that allows the recovery from image backups, incremental forever, and backup sets. So it's really the features of the integration with TSM that we can offer. Specifically for CBMR, it opens up another avenue. So it backs up to disk and tape, so that's a good opportunity for localized backup. It also works with TSM through an API, but it does allow you to work in competitive accounts backing up to disk or tape or other backup solutions. Now, the key strengths of the product are both BMR and full system recoveries in small environments because it provides an excellent low-cost option for those recoveries. And one of the key uses we're seeing of TBMR over the past 18 months is people are now choosing this product to back up their TSM server. And this is one of the old age questions which you will have been asked by your customers is, how do you back up the backup system? And CBMR provides that capability by backing up the operating system, the TSM application, and the TSM configuration. So the process for recovery is restore using the CBMR methods, and then you restore your TSM database and move into your data restores. And using CBMR in that method can save a considerable number of hours before you can start your client recoveries. So moving on to 11, we're going to highlight some of the key benefits of TBMR that we can bring to your customers. So one of the strengths of TBMR is that we don't perform a backup. So we allow TSM BA clients and the server communications and all the value that TSM brings to your customers, we allow that to manage the backup of the operating system files and information. But because we don't perform a backup, you haven't got the overhead of managing a backup system, so there's no installations, there's no schedules to administer. And we fully support the full recovery capabilities of TSM. So we restore to full point in time all the recovery points in TSM, whether it be an image backup, incremental forever, or a backup set. And because TSM handles that backup and a default TSM installation will be backing up the operating system files, you also save a considerable amount of disk and tape storage on a per-server basis. So to equate that to an amount, if a customer is looking for 100 servers with a BMR requirement, they will be looking at a data storage requirement for that BMR of between 2 and 5 terabytes of data to store operating system and application data for 100 servers. Now, because TSM is already backing that up, we don't need to add additional storage. So if we're comparing to competitive products, we can save up to 5 terabytes of data in that environment. And we've also got the savings of not using bandwidth or additional product knowledge because everything's handled by TSM. And one of the key selling points of the product is that we're the only product on the market that can recover from a TSM backup without performing an independent backup. So moving on to 12, the value proposition that we bring to the customers are all surrounding the maximizing the RTOs that the customers have during recovery. So we allow, by using the benefits of TSM again, we allow you to restore multiple operating systems in minutes compared to hours. In a data center outage or enterprise failure, you can have the whole customer environment back in a much shorter space of time. And we've seen the impact of that can have financially on the slides that Ron went over earlier. From a return on investment point of view, we are traditionally a disaster recovery tool. So the big savings you have is in the event of a failure, just how many millions of dollars we can save you by recovering the systems in minutes compared to hours. But in recent times, people haven't got those DR budgets that they perhaps had 10 years ago, so we need to look at how else we can justify to the customers the value we can bring to them. And TBMR and CBMR are excellent products to justify in terms of time as to how they can save them for operational recoveries during their DR testing. But also it's the same process that these customers use during server migrations. So if they're looking to upgrade their hardware this year, they need to perform the same tasks. They need to build an operating system. They need to build the application sets. And then they move the data switches across. So generally, they will just move the access to the data across. That process alone takes hours of testing. And if you use TBMR, it's a method that the customer is happy with. They use it on a regular basis, and they can really save some considerable time, which adds value to the proposal in the dollars they save on staff costs. In addition to that, we see many customers who have high availability and clustered environments in place to meet the tight SLAs that businesses put upon the IT departments. Now, traditionally, if a customer or business unit says to you, I need to recover my system in 6 hours or 8 hours or 10 hours, if you have to build the operating system from scratch and you have to lay down all your applications and configure it, there's no way you could commit to doing that with a standard recovery method. By using TBMR and TSM, we can now confidently say to the business, well, we can give you a system back in 20 minutes. We can then restore the data on top of that within your 4 to 6 hours. And we can look at taking out some of these high availability and clustered environments, which not only have a high cost in terms of hardware and software, but we've also got the smarter planet concepts, which people are now looking to remove hardware footprints from. And that's a real big plus to some of the customers who are environmentally conscious. What we're trying to save on here is simplifying the recovery and productivity of the whole DR process. Now, the way we do that with our product is by offering you one product that's true multi-platform. It's one set of documentation, so the template for recovery is the same. You insert your CD or you boot from a network boot. You point it to your TSM server. It brings back your operating system and application. So that negates the need of hundreds of pages of documentation per system. So not only do we save time during the recovery process, we save time during migrations. We also save time in the administration of that process as well because everything's handled by TSM and TBMR in a very simple method. Also, for these companies who have got operational failures and virtualized environments, if they have a failure, they can just pull that system into a virtual environment very quickly because generally they've got access to that. So it works, again, highlighting the virtual environment, so it's virtual to virtual, virtual to physical, and between the virtual vendors. So it's a very easy process for restoration for operational failures. So moving on to 13, the opportunities that we can bring to your customers are within the new TSM sales. Now, this isn't a brand new TSM customer. This is any customer who's buying additional licenses. If it is a new customer, we should always be offering them a BMR tool. Competitors will be offering a BMR tool, so we need to be offering a like-for-like, at least, proposal to what our competitors are offering. But also, TBMR enhances that any competitive offering by not performing an additional backup. So by including TBMR in a TSM proposal, we enhance the technical proposal, we enhance the business proposal, and we can help secure that deal for IBM and Christie. By far, one of the biggest opportunities we've got in marketing to customers is our existing TSM base. So we know there are tens of thousands of TSM users out there, many of which haven't got a BMR solution in place, some of which don't even know there's a BMR solution in place that is so tightly integrated with TSM. And that's a massive marketing and revenue opportunity for all of us to market to those customers, let them know the product's there, let them know how it works, and we can enhance their environment functionally, we can give them good return on investment, and more importantly, we can generate additional sales. One of the other opportunities we've got to talk to every TSM customer is the strength in using CBMR to back up the TSM server. So every one of your TSM customers has got a TSM server. They will have a headache during the recovery process, and it will take them hours. Now, that one license may open the door for many TBMR licenses in addition once they see the value of that. So moving on to 14, we're going to cover a couple of recent successes in the way they justified the cost and the way they used the product during the sales process and following. So last year we had engagement with a medical university, and it was a customer who was looking to undertake a migration but wanted consideration of the disaster recovery process. Initially, they were looking at competitive accounts because it hadn't been highlighted to them that there was a TSM portfolio product available. Once they'd seen TBMR, they looked at it as something that could not only help them perform their migration, but it could also streamline and improve future DR processes. Now, one of the key things with the migration is we added value to that migration by migrating their servers without having to take additional storage pool requirements. And they had very limited capacity, so they didn't have budget in place to add to their storage environment. So it was a real big plus for them. When it came to the purchase, they not only bought for the migration, they bought for DR, and they bought a pool of licenses. So they bought almost double what we initially expected them to buy. And this particular deal, from the first day we spoke to them to the day the deal was closed, was less than 40 days. So it's an opportunity to really open the deal today and see that close in Q2. So moving on to 15, this is a specific profile of a customer. That's Pier 1 Hosting Company, and they are a very strong reference for Christie as a company. They've given news and press releases regarding the way they use the software, and they're also looking to be a speaker at Pulse in 2011 on the strengths that we've brought to their environment. Now, they initially started looking at a backup and recovery service that they could sell on to their customer. They tried a number of different vendors, a number of pieces of software, and within their detailed proof of concept, which lasted around 3 months, they chose TBMR as the only product they wanted to work with because of the integration with TSM. They initially purchased 250 licenses. They sold out of that to their end customers within a 30-day period, but came back to buy an additional 500. They've now reached capacity on that and are now negotiating the purchase of an additional 1,000. Now, although this hosting company has got a particular profile because they're selling the service to their customer, part of the speech that they do as a reference for Christie is explaining the value that it's brought to them as a company during their migrations and their recoveries that they perform on behalf of the company. So although they are selling it, they are seeing revenue, they also see the technical benefits and the return on investments in their own savings by streamlining their internal processes. So moving on to 60. Both of our products are available for resale through the IBM AAS system. So TBMR and CBMR carry their own part numbers. The license on a per-server basis carrying a price of $700 US list, and that's regardless of operating system and regardless of the number of cores or CPUs in a system. We've also got a virtual pack, which is again $700, and that allows you to use 4 virtual machines running TBMR for that license. and we include the first year's maintenance within the license cost. As I said, both products are available on the AAS system, so they don't have the same rules applied to them as you do on the PPA. In terms of existing customers who have got CBMR and looking to upgrade to TBMR, that's a relationship that is direct with Christie or through a business partner that we allow to handle that process. And we've got a fixed price cost of $100 per license to perform that upgrade or to have that software. Moving on to 17 and going to the important parts of it in terms of compensation. Anyone who's compensated for the sale of TSN is also compensated for the sale of TBMR. Now, reps and business partners are paid on the basis of 60% of the invoice value, and that counts towards 60% of your obtainment of quota, and everyone gets paid as the order hits AAS. So in terms of commission and payments, it flows in exactly the same way as any other IBM product because we carry IBM part numbers. So moving on to 18, is one of the things that we're proud to be launching now is to incentivize business partners to work with the product and to compensate them for the amount of work they put into a TBMR deal. Christie are going to be offering a commission of 3% of the invoice value to business partners. Now, as with anything, there are some conditions which need to be met to apply for this. All orders must be placed through an IBM distributor. And in terms of the channel of payment is once the order's placed, we will raise a PO to the business partner who can then invoice us, and we'll make that payment within 2 weeks of receipt of the invoice. Any of these opportunities to qualify for this payment must be pre-registered before the deal is closed with Christie. Now, with that, we just need a simple email to either our general inquiries or one of the contacts on this slide deck that you've all got. And you can just drop us an email with your name, the partner name, the full customer details, and also any IBM rep that you are working with so we know who in IBM is helping you with any special bid process or pricing requirements. And this is an incentive that we're going to be launching immediately, and it's going to expire on the 30th of September for all orders closed before that date. But there are options to extend that if it is successful. We're going on to 19, just going through some of the sales process. And this is very much the Christie side of the process. So we're encouraging everybody to include TBMR as an option on every TSM quote you do. That's brand new TSM deals, additional license sales. We just want people to know that there's a BMR product available through IBM that works well with TSM. We'd like you to go out to your existing TSM customers. We want you to market to them because this is the biggest opportunity we have to upsell to our existing customer base. And when you're working with any customer on TBMR, you need to be notifying Christie Software that you're doing so. So again, for the IBM reps or business partners, just drop us an email with your details and the customer details, and that way we know that you're working with it. And if we receive any updates from the customer, if they download or have problems during a trial or successful, we can notify you and keep the communication flowing between us. One of the things we want to encourage, and you know, Ron highlighted on my own availability in the US in terms of what we can do to help you, we know that the Tivoli sellers from business partners and IBM have got responsibility now for selling hundreds of products. We want you to engage with us to provide those demonstrations, help with the proof of concept. We want you to be looking towards Christie to work with you on closing these sales and identifying the value to the customers. And we can do that by performing the WebExes. We can do that by adding value to initial calls where the customers are asking ROI questions. It's really we just need you to engage with us and ask us as much information as you can to help you work and win these deals. One of the things we are able to do now is help out with the special bid process. So traditionally the requirement for TBMR and CBMR is to prepare a configuration using the eConfigurator tool, which is AAS specific, and many software sellers don't have access to it. Within Christie Software, we've got access to this tool. We can perform those configurations for you, and we can help you through the process to streamline it even further, rather than you have to go out and look at a hardware contact or look to gain access to this yourself. So moving on to 20 and following the whole sales cycle is just maintenance and support. As with most products, the first year's maintenance is included in the initial purchase price to the customer. All subsequent years of maintenance need to be purchased as a direct relationship with Christie Software or through one of our nominated business partners. Now, with IBM Business Partners, they do have an avenue to buy the maintenance through Christie on behalf of the customer, and they do get compensated from Christie Direct as part of that process. And that's purely for the maintenance element. So the list price for maintenance is $140 US, and all support is provided by Christie Software Direct, so there's no support involvement from IBM. It's provided by Christie, and it's provided by a European call center. I'm going to hand you over to Rick, who's just going to take you through some of the ordering process from an IBM standpoint, and if you've got any questions, you can ask them after that. So over to you, Rick.
Thanks, Scott. Hi, everyone. My name is Rick Weinberg. I work in business development for Tivoli and manage the Christie relationship for IBM. And on slide 21, I'm going to walk you through the Christie order process, both from a pre-sales and post-sales perspective, and then we'll close it out with some Q&A. So as you can see, the different colors here on slide 21, the lighter blue applies to both IBM and business partners, and then the darker blue and red applies to the IBM and business partners specifically. Now, from a pre-sale standpoint, as Scott mentioned, it's very important that as you identify opportunities for BMR, that you work directly with Christie and help work with them to build a quote to present to the customer themselves. Now, assuming there are discounts that customers are seeking, from a business partner standpoint, it's important that you contact your respective distributor and ask that you work with some of their peers who work on the hardware side. As Scott mentioned, these orders are processed through our AAS system, and as a result of that is something that most likely the distributor folks who work on the hardware side have a better familiarity with working, and follow some of the instructions there as to the specific product type to seek out as you submit a bid to IBM for pricing approval. Now, obviously on the IBM side, sales reps can secure pricing approval as well through the standard routes. As you submit that and gain approval, that you will then go ahead and submit the approved quote to the customer for their signature. Upon receiving the purchase order, then you will submit the signed purchase order, the pricing approval, and get a customer email to order entry. So now, from an IBM perspective, that would be to your specific geo, the order entry personnel within your geo, and obviously here for North America only. Now, from a business partner standpoint, it'll be important then that you have the distributor place the order in their system, which will kick it off the IBM order in AAS. And at the same time, send an email to Christie directly, either Ann Blakemore there or the IBM orders at Christie.com, with the customer contact name and email address so that they have that information. Because once that is processed, then Christie will receive the electronic sales order and will then fulfill that order, you know, via electronic delivery, and you know, enable the customer to download the software itself, and Christie will then send an email to IBM to confirm the order has been fulfilled. So just wanted to cover these because I know it's a little different from the standard Passport Advantage process, so just wanted to make sure you were aware of how it works. And that really wraps it up. If you move to slide 22, there's some contact information there from a Christie perspective. And now I'd like to turn it over to Kathy to open up for questions and answers.
All right. Thank you. At this time, we are ready to begin a question and answer session. If you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 and record your name. To withdraw your question, press star 2. Once again, please press star 1 if you have a question. One moment, please. Once again, if you have a question, please press star 1. Hey, we don't have any questions at this time.
All right. Well, I want to take a minute and thank Scott and Ian for their contributions, and I think this is going to be a very successful business partner incentive. And if there are questions, I did realize that I do not have my contact information out on the slides. This is Rick Weinberg again and manage the Christie relationship. My email address, if there are additional questions you have, is richwein@us.ibm.com. And thank you all very much for your time.
Complete today's conference. You may disconnect at this time.